Well, I have no fear of thunderstorms. Lizzie trained the telescope on Virginia. Well, I do, Mary shuddered. Since childhood, she had always known that she would one day, or worse, one night, be killed by a bolt of lightning. Mary Lincoln had no fear at all of cannons, or of gunfire, or of rebels. The president appeared on the roof. Mother, come on to breakfast. What's the news? Mary tried to keep Tad from climbing his father like a tree, and failed. The black formal Sunday suit was now developing a set of new creases as Tad took his place, triumphantly, on his father's shoulders. We've begun our attack. That's all I've heard. Lizzie gave Lincoln the telescope. With a practiced gesture, he held it to his eyes and carefully swung it from left to right. We can't tell anything yet, he said, putting down the telescope. He cocked one ear and frowned. We have stopped our covering fire. I wonder why. Do we know any of the soldiers? Asked Willie. You know, like poor Ellsworth. Lincoln and Mary exchanged a glance. I can't say that we do, he said finally. Of course, there's General McDowell. We all know him and... I mean boys, said Willie, who had grasped at the age of 10 the difference between that race of stout men with beards and gray in their hair and the others with hair all one color and fresh faces, narrow waists, who still like to play games with 10-year-olds, and laugh. No. Mary was stern. We don't know any of them. What about the southern boys? The ones from Kentucky? Willie was persistent. Come on to breakfast. Mary put her arm around Willie's shoulders. They were now the same height.